Hi guys, welcome back to Let's Get After It. I'm your host, Alize Khalifa, and we are kicking off season 4 of the podcast. At LaunchNet, we love to showcase our clients, their stories, and how they're getting after it. And that's exactly what we're going to do here today. So today I'm joined with this week's co-host, Caitlin Phillips.
Hi there.
Hi, Caitlin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Did you want to tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do at LaunchNet?
Of course. Hi everyone, it's great to be back on Let's Get After It. I am a graduate assistant here at LaunchNet KSU. I typically work with our prison education program, but I also see our traditional clients here, and then I help out wherever is needed.
Perfect, thank you. And today we are joined by a very special guest. So Nick Yuji, he participated in LaunchNet's i3 Lab Accelerator over the summer for his businesses Boobies Coffee and Sahara Flow. Hi, Nick.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on the podcast today.
Yeah, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
How's the semester treating you?
It's good. It's been busy, but it's been good.
Excellent. Okay, so if you're ready, we're going to just dive into these questions.
Yeah, I'm ready to dive into it.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah. So my name is Nicholas Yuji. I am from North Carolina. I went to Chapel Hill High School. When I was in high school, I started a company called Sahara Flow, where I sell bamboo, stainless steel, eco-friendly mugs and water bottles. Throughout the summer, kind of as you mentioned, I did start a business called Boobies Coffee and Tea. I really want to branch out into the coffee business. And so with Boobies, I will be doing a mobile trailer, and then hopefully later down the road, I'll be starting a drive-through only coffee and tea shop. I currently work with business startup Rolling Refreshments. I'm a manager and a partner with them, and that has been awesome, been giving me great experience in the field.
Awesome. And that's Boobies like the bird, right?
Yes, absolutely, like the blue-footed okay. Boobie.
Yeah, just clarifying for our listeners who might not know you. Cool. Yeah, thank you. Okay, so you've mentioned that you have one entrepreneurial venture that you started in high school, and now you're kind of diving into this new and really exciting project. So can you tell us a little bit about specifically your entrepreneurial journey? What's the origin story with that?
Yeah, of course. So for Sahara Flow, I started that during COVID when everyone was online. I really wanted to find something to kind of keep me entertained, especially when everyone was online and no one was really doing anything outside. So that's when I started Sahara Flow. With Boobies, I love coffee, I love tea, and I also love the blue-footed booby bird. And I wanted to create a business that really catches people's attention. That was kind of the start of Boobies. I wanted to create something that got a lot of attention, especially in the saturated market of the coffee and tea business. And so I thought the blue-footed booby bird, having a company based off of that, would be a great segue into the business of coffee and tea.
Okay.
Interesting. What is, because obviously booby can go a lot of different ways, the
right
term. What is kind of the brand personality that you hope to convey with Boobies?
That is a great question. So with Boobies, there are three different outlets where I can go with it. Number one is having all of our drink names named after birds. Mm-hmm. It plays it safe and it appeals to the majority of customers. The second outlet that we can go is having more risque names, such as Abstinence on the Beach for our mocktails, based off of the alcoholic beverage, of course, Sex on the Beach. And with that, it definitely ganders a lot of attention, and it brings in a lot of kind of that younger crowd that we hope to get. And then the third avenue that we could go is a mix between the two. So we can go risque names, we can go bird names, and that really can generate whether or not, like, what is popular. So we can do either avenue, or we can do a mixture of all three avenues. So that is kind of the brand personality of Boobies. We want to be fun, we want to give people a laugh, and we want to serve quality, eco-conscious coffee and tea, of course.
Cool.
Very cool. And you're basing this business in North Carolina, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Awesome.
Very nice. So we have a little bit of a conspiracy theory going around the office.
I would love to hear it.
And let me give a little backstory on this. So over the summer, Nick, as I mentioned, did the I-3 accelerator. And every day you would come in with a drink, but it wasn't coffee. It was a little refresher or a little juice or something, but never coffee. Mm. So we need to know, do you actually drink coffee?
That is a great question. And while I prefer tea and refreshers, I have started to like coffee. Ever since working for Rolling Refreshments, I have gained a taste for coffee, but I still prefer the refreshers and the teas. I definitely have a really bad sweet tooth, so anything caramel macchiato-ish, mocha, I love. Very sweet. Very sweet.
Yeah. So what doesn't taste like coffee?
Right, yeah. Exactly.
So this is like a relatively new thing for you.
Exactly.
Right? Yes. Okay. So who do you get to like taste test your coffee to see if it's good or not?
My mom does a lot of taste testing. I send a lot of my sample beans to my mom to grind and roast and taste. But also with Rolling Refreshments too. Audrey and I have been really close with partnering and everything. So she does some coffee tastes as well.
That's good.
But I'd love to bring some for both of you all too.
We are coffee fanatics.
Yes,
we are.
I would definitely bring some for you all.
Please do. Can you tell us more about that, working with Rolling Refreshments?
Yeah, absolutely. I met them at a pitch competition last semester, and they won $10,000, which they got first place, which is awesome. And afterwards, I asked if I could work for them to gain experience in the coffee and tea business because I really wanted to jumpstart Boobies, and they said yes. And so since then, I've just been working for their trailer. I've been picking up product, picking up their trailer, making coffee. I'm now a manager, and they're opening up a cafe pretty soon, so I'll be managing that.
Very excited.
Very excited.
This is the first I've heard of this. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, yes. I'm so excited. It's going to be awesome. And I've been partnering with them through Sahara Flow as well. Mm-hmm. And so they've been awesome. And I'm really excited for them and their future too.
Really cool.
That's so cool to see because like Rolling Refreshments is a client we regularly work with here at LaunchNet. They've been on the podcast. They've done our pitch competitions, our other programs. So it's nice to see this like client crossover and that community building.
Absolutely. So Nick, you've been in this entrepreneurial journey of yours for a while. So what would you say is like the hardest challenge that you've encountered so far?
That is also a great question. I think connections right now is a big challenge. Going to school up in Ohio and planning to start a business in North Carolina creates a lot of challenges with connections. My parents have moved around quite a lot in North Carolina, so all my connections down there from high school and from college at my year at UNC Charlotte, they're different from where they live now, and so I think that does create a challenge. And also time management, too. Being a Division I track and cross-country runner, it's very hard to balance school and starting a business, running a business, as well as, you know, doing running and all that too.
Yeah.
So I think those are two major challenges, but the support here has been awesome. LaunchNet has been awesome. And all my professors have been super supportive. I cannot ask for a better program to be a part of here as well.
Yeah.
Oh,
definitely.
Is that the best thing in your journey, the program?
I think so. Definitely. Everyone has been super awesome. And as I said, super supportive of Boobies too. I think everyone, not everyone will agree with the name of Boobies, but I think up here, everyone has been super supportive and get really excited, and that makes me excited. And so I think that has been the best part of my journey is seeing how people get excited around Boobies because that makes me excited. And I absolutely love LaunchNet. They've been awesome. I'm doing a few pitches coming up through LaunchNet and I'm super excited to participate in those as well.
Yeah.
So to clarify, you love Boobies.
I do, with and all my heart.
You know what? We do too.
I think we do.
We support Boobies.
They are a handful sometimes, but I think the flavor can really balance it out.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Speaking of balance, how do you balance school, entrepreneurship, and being an athlete for Kent State?
That is also a great question.
We're full of them. It's like, yeah, it's our job or something.
It's like we planned this beforehand.
Who would have thought?
It is very challenging, I will say. Practices are 3 hours every morning, and then I go home to get ready for class. And yeah, and then
What time is practice?
6 to 9.
Oh.
Yes, it is very early. Early mornings, not super late nights if my coach is watching this. I do get to bed at a good time. But yeah, it's mainly just having a plan, really staying organized, writing out to-do lists. That is something that I've really enjoyed doing over this past year, is writing sticky notes. Every day I have a to-do list as well, and that's helped me to stay organized too. So I really want to make sure that I can balance everything and do what I really want to do.
That's good. That's definitely good advice for our listeners who are, I know we've had some people in the past who have been hesitant to start businesses because of the work-life balance. And yes, when you're an entrepreneur, it's very easy to not have one.
Right, right, right.
So, yeah.
Absolutely. Take notes on your sticky notes, guys.
Yes.
Okay, and then we have a little question that we like to ask all of our guests.
Yeah.
Which is, how would you describe an entrepreneur?
Ooh. I think everyone has a different perception of what an entrepreneur is. To me, it's honestly just doing what you love. If you do what you love and you're passionate about it, you can always draw business from doing what you love and being passionate about it. It doesn't matter what industry you're in. If you love what you do, that will always, always, always drive people to come to you, and people are attracted to passion. And I think you don't have to start your own business to be an entrepreneur. I think you can be an entrepreneur every day. You can, as long as you just get up and you put everything you have into what you love, I think that makes an entrepreneur an entrepreneur.
Absolutely. Well said. Do you have a brand new business idea? Perhaps a business pitch that you need to practice? Join us for Pitch and Ponder, a stress-free, low-stakes open mic night for founders to share their ideas, connect with others, and practice their business pitches. Happening on Wednesday, October 9th from 4 to 6 p.m. at the DI Hub. Yes, and the elements of improv go beyond the comedy stage and right into your pitch. Practice and adapt your elevator pitch using the core principles of improv comedy in our hands-on workshop, Improv and Pitching, happening Tuesday, October 15th from 3 to 5 p.m. The biggest event of the season, Elevator Pitch, is happening Thursday, October 24th at 6:30 p.m. Featuring a prize pool of $3,000, students will have 90 seconds to present their personal pitch or their business pitch for the chance to win. More details are available on the LaunchNet website, kent.edu/launchnet. And now back to the episode.
So now we have a little rapid fire
section. I'm excited.
It's one of our favorites.
Yeah.
And we say rapid fire loosely. Feel free to expand on your answers.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Caitlin, would you like to kick it off?
Of course. Are we doing every other?
Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay. Nick, describe the new business you're building in 3 words. Brick. We're going to cut this out. Okay. Describe the new business building in 3 words.
Oh, sterile, hospital, windows.
Great.
Oh.
Thanks.
Nick, you know this is going live, right? Public?
Oh, I love it.
All feedback is good feedback.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather be a booby or a cheetah?
Definitely a booby. I'm also biased, though.
Tell us why.
A booby comes after the word, the Spanish word of bobo. So it means foolish. And how they walk on land look very foolish. But then when they're flying like that, they're very pinpointed, in other words, on their prey and how they fly too. So it's a very majestic bird. They have a lot of different, I want to say, aspects of their way of life too. So on land, they can be very foolish and very booby-ish, I guess. But then in the air, they can be very focused, and they can hunt and eat fish, obviously. And so I think that that's how life should be lived too, that you can always be a booby and you can be fun and you can be quirky and you can be foolish, but you can also be focused on the points that you want to be focused in.
Wow. That was surprisingly inspirational.
Right. I feel like that also describes your personality very well.
Oh, thank you.
You're right? A fool. That's what we're saying.
Oh.
thank you for picking up on that. Yeah, that's what I was going for. But no, you do have your very like insightful, pinpointed moments, as you've said, with Booby.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Okay, who's the most famous person you met as a child actor?
Ooh. That is a good question.
Give us some backstory, too.
Okay, so I wasn't a super famous child actor. I was cast in a few short films that went to just like short film festivals. And I was also the lead in a play called The Boxcar Children. And that won Best of the Springs by Gazette. So wow. Every year the Gazette rates plays in cities. And then that won the Best of the Springs for that year that I did The Boxcar Children.
You made them win.
Aw, stop it. And then I was also cast for a Netflix pilot called Tidal Waves, but
what?
It never aired. Famous. I think they ran out of money before we could actually start filming, but we did do script read through, cast meet, all of that. And then we just never heard back on when our next meeting would be.
You also had an IMDb page.
I did have an IMDb.
That's when you
page.
Know it's real.
Yeah.
Exactly.
My headshots definitely look a lot different than how I look.
We'll
now.
Insert a photo of them here.
But yeah, I did meet, I can't remember his name, but he was in the newest Marvel TV show. He was the lead in one of the short films. I'll pull up his name later, but
insert name here.
Yeah, insert name here. But yeah, he was pretty awesome, nice guy. And then my dad went to school with Mark Ruffalo, so
no
I always
way.
Wanted. Yeah, I always wanted to meet him. He's early on, he was kind of my inspiration, and I, you know, got me into Marvel and got me into the Hulk and everything. So
that's wild.
Yeah, I really no wanted idea. To meet him one day, but that hasn't happened yet.
A little side quest for your life: you're gonna become an actor in a Marvel movie.
Yes,
I think like that's what you're being set up for. That's
yeah.
what the universe is setting you up for.
I agree. Yeah, most definitely.
Oh my gosh, can't wait! The return of the IMDb page.
Yes.
Okay, what is the last song you listened to?
Oh, probably a song from Beetlejuice, the musical.
Valid.
I really want to see the musical, but I also love Sabrina Carpenter, Olivia Rodrigo, artists like that. So cool. Also Sabrina Carpenter and Olivia Rodrigo, if you're listening right now, please send me an autograph.
Yes.
And I'd love to meet you.
I'm sure they listen to every episode of this podcast.
I think they're
so.
Big fans,
so.
Actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do an impression of a booby.
All right. How was that?
IMDb famous actor.
IMDb
no, literally.
Actor.
Voice acting is your next calling.
How long have you been practicing that?
Longer than I'd like to mention.
So in like the boobies jingle, that's what we're going to be hearing.
Oh yeah, definitely that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm a fan.
Thank you.
It was good.
I'm a fan of the LaunchNet podcast.
Oh, thank you.
Do you know what it's called? I'm not telling you.
The worst rapid fire question yet.
So this is Nick's first and last time on the podcast.
Yeah, I will not be returning, unfortunately.
Okay, and this is our final rapid fire question.
I'm so ready.
Okay. Masked booby or great tit?
That is a great question. I think there's 5 or 6 types of boobies, including the blue-footed booby. So I think the masked booby, it does not have blue feet, to listeners and viewers watching this. Yeah. I don't think the masked booby has blue feet. So
what color are its feet?
I believe they're gray or yellow.
Interesting. Gotcha. That's not as cool as blue, I have to
say. It is not as cool as blue. So I might have to go with the great tit. They're a little bit, they're short and they're fat. And I love that about the great tit. And they also come in a variety of colors too. Red. And I think that is it. But I do like the great tit as well. I like the tit babbler. That's a good one.
Is that one like loud? Is that why it's called like a babbler? I think
so, yeah. Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Interesting. But can you mimic that one for us?
How'd I do?
I can't even tell you how you did it. I don't know, but that was great.
Yeah, I think if it was the blue-footed booby, definitely the blue-footed booby. But if we're comparing the masked booby and the great tit, I'm going to have to say great tit.
Gotcha.
Okay. You have a lot of opinions on boobies.
I do. I do.
It's good to know you're educated, though.
Right.
I think that's what the consumers want.
Right. I think another good one would be the pecker. The, you know, there's a whole line of peckers, and I love those as well.
So which one is your favorite?
Probably just the classic woodpecker.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're a little loud as well.
They are.
Pretty iconic, though. We all know that one.
We all do.
For sure. Yes, mm-hmm. Do you have a mimic of that one as well?
I think I can only mimic how it hits the wood. I don't actually know how it calls. Okay, go ahead. But, all right.
The people who are watching this right now are getting a real treat.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you so much, Nick.
You are so welcome.
Well, that's all the questions we have for you. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you all for having me. I love it. And thank you for having me on the podcast. I hope to be back.
The podcast that he cannot name.
Yeah. I don't know about that. We'll have to get back to you.
Yeah, but we'll see you around.
Yeah, definitely.
For sure.
Maybe.
We could still be friends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Maybe I'll just create my own podcast.
Oh.
And then.
Are you going to invite us?
Yeah, I'll have you all on my podcast.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We look forward to the launch of Boobies.
Yeah.
We're going to make a little field trip down to North Carolina to see it and try the drinks. But anyways, let's get after it. Eric, how do I stop this?
Oh, okay.